With both medical and recreational marijuana now legal in Nevada, businesses are grappling with drug policies to ensure workplace safety. Reno Public Radio's On Gray sits down with a human resources consultant to learn more.
Diana Albiniano is the director of operations at Solutions at Work. Since medical marijuana became available in Nevada, she's been advising companies on how to draft workplace policies. Diana Albiniano, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me here.
In terms of the law, what does it say about how employers should handle the issue of marijuana, and what are you advising your clients?
Each employer really needs to look at their own workplace and come up with a solution that best fits their company. Do you have heavy equipment? Do you have manufacturing? Do you have a lot of safety concerns? So your policy is going to be a lot different than a policy for a company that just has workers in an office.
And then what about the difference between medical marijuana and recreational marijuana? Do companies have to deal with each of those differently?
To some aspect, there's a difference between impaired and under the influence. And my understanding of the way that the law is written, under the influence is when it's in their system. So you don't have to accommodate the use while they're under the influence. How you accommodate is you would accommodate for the medical condition. Depending upon the size of your company, there's different laws that come into play as well. So if you're over 15, then you have to comply with the ADA, the American Disability Act. If you're over 50 employees, then you'd have to provide accommodation for a Family Medical Leave Act. Maybe they have to take some time off. Maybe they're going through chemotherapy or something like that, and they need marijuana to help them with the nausea. So then you would accommodate based on the medical condition.
And I know one of the main concerns is workplace safety. I recently spoke with Anthony Hall. He's a Reno-based attorney with the firm Holland & Hart. He said that safety is a big concern for some companies grappling with policies regarding medical marijuana. Let's hear what he had to say.
A lot of employers that have safety-sensitive positions, interactions with public, heavy equipment, security, all of those, lots of them are just basically saying, you know what, I'll take my chances on an employment suit because I can't accommodate this and run the risk to the public.
And he's exactly right. You have to come at it from a safety standpoint.
So how can employers then ensure workplace safety without discriminating against individuals using medical marijuana for health benefits?
Yeah, that's where the difficulty comes in and where I advise them when they're writing their policy to have it reviewed by an attorney and make sure that they're following the letter of the law.
And then now with medical and recreational marijuana as part of our landscape here in Nevada, are you finding that most companies already have those types of policies in place, or are they now really starting to focus on that?
I think over the last year, I've seen a large increase in employers concerned with this because they created a law and they don't have a lot of regulations. There's no cases out there right now. It leaves employers in a spot where they're unsure of what to do. Recreational is just coming into play, and so there's not a lot of guidance out there. So we look to other states to see what's been done. We look to cases that have been tried in the courts, and it seems like it's more on the employer side because it's still federally illegal drugs.
So does that make it even more complicated because marijuana is a Schedule I substance under the Federal Controlled Substance Act? How do you grapple with the contradictions between state and federal law, and how do you advise your clients?
Well, it's to look at your company and, again, the positions and the safety concerns and follow those guidelines. I consult some large corporations, but a lot of them are smaller employers, individual owned. Those are the ones that really need to make sure that they have those policies in place. If they don't have a policy, or if they have a lawsuit because they're not implementing the policy correctly, their whole company could be gone very quickly if they're not doing this properly.
Diana Albiniano is a human resource consultant based in Reno. Thank you for sharing your perspective with us today.
Thank you.